Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We still have a couple of lingering little thunderstorms down in our southern counties. I'll show you our chances for rain for the rest of the day. Breaking news, two deadly shootings in Durham, less than 2 hours apart. We have live team coverage from the crime scenes.
And more than 100 protesters arrested at colleges overnight in New York. The new images from the damage inside a Columbia University building seized by demonstrators. Unrest goes on across our country here. 4:30 is the time. Hopefully you're having a quiet start to your Wednesday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Warm and mild out there, and we have some lingering showers. Elizabeth, when I was driving in, saw some damp spots on the roads.
Yeah, it was a little wet. I had raindrops on my car this morning when I came out. Right now, the bulk of it is down to the south. It's just a little bit of rain, just these tiny little cells, but there's a little bit of thunder and lightning just north of Clinton with this little batch that's moving on through. This is likely to be out of here by 6 a.m., and then it'll be fairly cloudy to start with. We'll have another round of a few isolated showers and thunderstorms later on today. High pressure is going to build in behind that and bring in some drier conditions for Thursday and Friday. And then we're following the next front back to the north and west. That's going to bring us some rain just in time for the weekend. You can see we're taking a look at the legislative building and the streets right there. Jones Street is a little bit on the damp side this morning. Nothing that's going to cause you any problems for the morning commute. 67, the temperature. We still have that southwest wind at around 3 miles per hour. We walk through future cast and definitely some cloud cover for us this morning. But you can see those lingering showers and thunderstorms move out pretty quickly. This afternoon, a few isolated cells, also the same general location from Raleigh toward Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, Fayetteville, and Clinton. That's going to be our best chance of seeing any rain this afternoon. Otherwise, expect partly cloudy skies. It's 59 in Roxboro. Temperatures are in the upper 60s as you're headed out the door. At lunchtime, looking at 81, and we'll see highs in the mid-80s this afternoon. Again, coming up, we're going to take a close look at the timing of the rain for the weekend.
Breaking news we're following out of Durham this morning. Two deadly shootings happened less than 2 hours apart, and we know two people are dead, including a juvenile, and three others are injured. First happened on South Street and the other about 3 miles away on West Club Boulevard. Police are still at both scenes investigating, and we have team coverage for you this morning. We start with Kelsey Coffey on West Club Boulevard. Kelsey.
Jeff, three men were shot and one was killed here at this home on West Club Boulevard in Durham. You can see investigators are outside of that home now. Just to give you some perspective on where we are, we're right across the street from Club Boulevard Elementary. Let's get you straight to video now from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. Two men are injured, and again, one of them was killed, but police responded to this just before midnight. We're working to find out the names of each of those men who were shot, and police are still searching for a suspect, so we'll keep you posted as we find out more information. There's another shooting that happened just 3 miles away on South Street, and that's where we find WREL's Nick Perlin and the WREL Breaking News Tracker. Nick, what have you learned?
Well, Kelsey, this happened just before 10 o'clock, and we do know that, unfortunately, one juvenile was killed here at this scene behind me, as well as an adult woman was also injured. Take a look at this. I'm seeing three Durham police units. They've been here all morning. I'm just going to get out of the way just so you can get a better view of the entire scene. We've seen investigators lay crime scene tape as well as evidence markers. We do know that both of these people who were shot were taken to the hospital. Like I said, the one juvenile unfortunately died. We are told the adult woman is expected to recover. However, we're still trying to figure out if Durham police has any suspects in either of these shootings. Kelsey and I will stay on top of that. Reporting live in Durham, Nick Perlin, WREL News.
More breaking news. Part of I-87 North in Wake County was closed for a few hours this morning as troopers investigated a crash. The road reopened just after 2 this morning. The crash happened in Knightdale near the Hodge Road exit. In this video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker, you can see there are at least 2 cars involved. We'll continue to keep you updated as we learn more information.
And I'm Chris Levengood in the WRL Live Center with a breaking news situation unfolding in California right now. This is a video, aerial footage of UCLA, and there have been some violent clashes happening between pro-Palestinian protesters and counter-protesters that have happened there overnight. We have learned there have been a lot of people that have been arrested in this particular situation here. We're still trying to get more specifics with this. And not too long ago, we also learned that at Columbia University, there were also officers there that breached a building that was being being occupied by some people. But again, these are images coming out from California, UCLA. So many people out there after two different groups, pro-Palestinian protesters and counter-protesters clashing. We'll be watching very closely to see as this unfolds and to get a total number of people that are arrested after this unfolds.
Thanks, Chris. New this morning, at least 100 people were arrested last night when the New York Police Department cleared out protesters from Columbia University's Hamilton Hall. You see police entering this administrative building, which was seized by demonstrators about 20 hours earlier through a second floor window. They used a vehicle with a ramp on it to get into the building. The campus was cleared of protesters just before 11 p.m. New pictures and video released by the university shows overturned, stacked furniture, broken windows, and other damage inside that hall. The university has asked the NYPD to monitor campus through at least May 17th.
Tensions are high this morning at UNC Chapel Hill after clashes between police and pro-Palestinian protesters all day Tuesday. 36 protesters were charged with trespassing. It was the culmination of a day that started with police breaking up an encampment that had been on the quad for 5 days. The scene turned violent later in the day as protesters refused to leave campus. Police used pepper spray on some of the protesters. Demonstrators took down the American flag on campus and replaced it with the Palestinian one. The U.S. flag was later restored by campus officials. Thirteen of the 36 people who were charged were UNC students. Protesters say they will not stop until the school cuts ties with Israeli-connected companies. This morning, families who've lost loved ones to fentanyl will be in Raleigh to talk about the dangers of the drug. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from the legislative building where a rally will take place this morning. Laura.
Renee, good morning. Families who have lost someone to fentanyl will have their photos displayed all right here in front of the legislative building today so lawmakers can see the faces of the people who have died in their community. When you look at the data, we're talking about more than 17,000 North Carolinians since 2013. So many advocates and nonprofits will be here today. They are pushing for naloxone to be in every school in the state. It's life-saving medication that can be administered through nasal spray if an opioid or fentanyl emergency occurs in a classroom. They're calling on the General Assembly to appropriate $350,000 of an opioid settlement fund that the state controls and to provide two boxes or four doses of naloxone to all public schools. Barb Walsh is the executive director for Fentanyl Victims Network, who's leading the charge.
A lot of families will hear the word overdose and they're just tuna. It's not going to be my kid. But when you talk about it as an opioid or a fentanyl emergency, then they're listening.
So that press conference begins here at 10 o'clock this morning, followed by a meeting with lawmakers. Laura Levine, WRL News, we're live in Raleigh.
We're learning more about the law enforcement officers who were killed by a shooter in Charlotte. These men were all husbands and fathers with years of experience in their agencies. Deputy U.S. Marshal Thomas Weeks was among the four fallen officers. He was with the U.S. Marshal Service for 13 years. He leaves behind a wife and four children. Six-year veteran Charlotte Officer Joshua Iyer leaves behind a wife and son. A memorial service for him is planned for Friday. Sam Peloche was a 14-year veteran of the Department of Adult Correction, survived by his wife and two children. Alden Elliott was also with that department for 14 years. He leaves behind a wife and a child. The man to whom they were trying to serve a warrant when the shooting started was also killed.
The Carolina Hurricanes are moving on to the next round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Canes beat the New York Islanders last night at PNC Arena 6-3 in Game 5. That gave the Canes win number 4 to close out the series and advance. They'll play the New York Rangers next. Coming up in 10 minutes, WRL's Pat Welter and Casey Hintz will have a look ahead to their next game.
Right now, we're getting the clearest picture yet of what Donald Trump's second term in office would look like. What's included in his plan?
And this is a live look at downtown Apex. We could see some showers today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will time those out for us next.
The WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It's 4:42. Waking up to some cloud cover and even a few isolated showers and thunderstorms in our southern counties. We take a look at Goldsboro, and you're going to likely see a little shower roll through here just in the next hour or so. 64 in Lewisburg, 68 Fayetteville, 62 South Hill, 68 in Goldsboro. A little bit warmer than it was this time yesterday. Around the Triangle area, we'll likely stay on the drier side, but we definitely have the potential for some isolated showers and thunderstorms again this afternoon, mainly south and east of the Triangle. School day forecast, temperature this morning are warm, mainly in the mid-60s and in the mid-80s as the kids are getting off the bus. And again, in our southeastern counties, later on mid-afternoon, we could see a few isolated showers and storms. We'll walk you through it on future casts coming up.
A ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy is now in effect in Florida. The new law went into effect just after midnight. The ban makes it a felony to perform an abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. That gives a woman about 2 weeks after a missed period to realize she's pregnant if she wants to get an abortion. The new law has sparked protests across the state. An amendment to protect the right to an abortion is on the state's November ballot.
Dozens were injured when a metro train and a bus collided in Los Angeles. This happened just before noon yesterday near the University of Southern California. Authorities say there were about 150 passengers on the train and two people on board the shuttle bus. 18 people were taken to the hospital and more than 35 people were treated for injuries at the scene. Still unclear exactly what caused the crash.
A man in West Virginia is facing charges after stealing an ambulance. The theft was caught on camera. It happened Monday while medics were responding to a call at a recovery home in the city of Huntington. That's when this man, 37-year-old Anthony Bell, got into the ambulance and drove off. Bell later abandoned the ambulance but was arrested yesterday.
Police in Tampa are investigating after a baby was found dead on a college campus. Police say the newborn was found wrapped in a towel in a garbage bin, the University of Tampa's campus. The mother was found and taken to the hospital for treatment. Police are reminding people Florida has a safe haven law that allows people to leave newborns at a fire station or a hospital with no questions asked.
In a new interview with Time magazine, former President Trump is giving the clearest picture yet of what his second term in office would look like. Trump told Time he would use the National Guard and possibly the military to deport migrants. He also is not ruling out building new detention camps. Trump also said he would not sign a national abortion ban and would leave the decision up to states. He did not rule out allowing states to monitor pregnancies to know if women get an abortion. In a response, President Biden called that reprehensible and said Donald Trump does not trust women.
A heads up for drivers in Nash County. Today, DOT workers will be working on the new bridge over the Tar River. It's on Highway 581 near Southern Nash Middle School. Crews will close that highway from time to time to install new girders there. Those closures will take place every 30 minutes today between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. The construction on the new bridge started last fall, and once it's finished, the crews will demolish the old one.
Officials at Yellowstone National Park say a man harassed a herd of bison there and even kicked one of the animals in the leg. Authorities say the man from Idaho was arrested on alcohol-related crimes as well as for disturbing wildlife. He could face fines and up to 6 months in jail.
Canes returned home for Game 5 with one thing in mind: finish off the Islanders and move on to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. WRL's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter join us from PNC Arena with how they managed that 6-3 final score over the Islanders.
Yeah, hey, good morning, everyone. Casey Hintz alongside Pat Welter. It is quiet now, but last night it was absolutely rocking inside PNC Arena as the Carolina Hurricanes took care of the New York Islanders 6-3 the final. They take the series 4-1 as they advance now to the second round of the playoffs.
Carolina Hurricanes with a great start in this game, but there's a reason they say it's about the finish. And to me, that was the story of the series. Carolina, 2 goals in 8 seconds to seal the game, a 10-2 goal differential in the third period in overtime, a sign of greater things to come.
This is what makes you a good team is, you know, how we come out and how we face a little adversity. Obviously, Freddie's been keeping us in it for, you know, this whole entire series. And yeah, I thought we were pretty good towards the end there. And I thought we, once we got that lead again, we held it on.
Now, Steph Nason has played alongside Jack Drury most of the season. Drury got the game winner last night. So I asked Steph, you know, what it's been like to watch the kid grow his game, also mature. And he said, you know, it's been so much fun to watch. He's so happy he got that goal. He said, sometimes I wish he was my son.
And you know, some of the older guys on the team are glad they wrapped this thing up in five, because the New York Rangers await, who already swept the Washington Capitals. Brady Shea told us they did not want to get back on the plane to Long Island. Back to you guys.
All right, Pat and Casey there. Thank you. Canes fans are getting used to seeing their team win in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They're the first team in nearly 25 years to win at least one playoff series six seasons in a row.
It is 4:48. We had some rain move through last night, and we have some lingering showers this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking those showers on the radar.
Yeah, we're watching it right here on dual Doppler 5000 radar, and it's south and east of I-95 down around Clinton, heading up toward Goldsboro. Just these tiny little cells. It's not something that's going to cause you any real problems this morning, but from Smithfield down toward Newton Grove and even all the way down toward Clinton, you can see a few scattered showers, a little bit of lightning there in Garland, which is in the southern part of Sampson County. So all that will move out in the next hour to 2 hours. It's along this boundary, and this boundary is going to linger today. And it, again, right along this boundary, south and east of the triangle, we're going to see the same thing a little bit earlier today. It should start right after lunchtime and most likely taper off by the time we get to sunset. Then high pressure builds in. That's going to bring us some sunshine and dry conditions for Thursday and Friday. And then our next front comes through. We may start to see some showers and thunderstorms by late Friday with that front, but that brings us a wetter pattern for the weekend. Here's future cast for us for today. Mostly cloudy skies this morning, maybe a little bit of sunshine closer to lunchtime. And then right after lunchtime, we see these isolated showers that pop up from Raleigh to Goldsboro to Fayetteville to Clinton. Again, not a lot of rain here. It's not going to be something that causes us any real problems, nothing severe, but south and east of the triangle, south and east of that boundary there, we'll have that potential for some rain. We check out Raleigh and Jones Street right in front of the legislative building, a little wet for us from some rain from last night. 67. It's a little warmer this morning than it was this time yesterday. We have a southwest wind still at about 3 miles per hour. It was a bit blustery yesterday. We had some gusts 20 to 25. We're looking at southwest winds right now around 3 to 5 miles per hour. And we may see some gusts this afternoon up to, say, 10 to 15. Again, that's not very unusual for this time of year. 84 in Raleigh, 85 Durham, and in Fayetteville. So it's another warm one. Our dew points are starting to creep up. I noticed it when I stepped out the door this morning. Of course, we had that little bit of rain roll through, but we're now into the tolerable zone. And as we get through the next few days, we're going to creep back up towards steamy, really close to it. So we're increasing our humidity, of course, as we see that better chance for rain on Saturday and Sunday. And temperatures stay hot too, looking at 88 Thursday, 89 on Friday. Both of those days look nice and dry. Now 77 is our normal high, so we continue to see warmer than normal temperatures really all the way through at least until next Tuesday. And look what happens once we get into the weekend. We're looking at a chance of showers and thunderstorms each day through Tuesday, a very summer-like pattern. But I know a lot of folks have plans for the weekend, including Race for the Cure. I'll show you the timeline for the rain coming up.
Sticking in the 80s. All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Elizabeth. A bird park right here in our state is getting recognition all the way from the UK.
The honor the owner received from King Charles. Mm-hmm.
In your entertainment news, we now know the nominees for this year's Tony Awards and a first look at a Roman epic. Here's Ashley Dvorkin with the Hollywood Nation.
A roaring first look, Coppola's epic, and Broadway honors are in the Hollywood Nation. Nominees for the 2024 Tony Awards have been announced. The play, stereophonic, about a 70s rock band under the pressure of stardom, and the Alicia Keys musical Hell's Kitchen lead the way with 13 nominations. Joining Hell's Kitchen in the Best Musical category are Illinois, The Outsiders, Suffs, and Water for Elephants. The 77th Tony Awards will be hosted by Ariana DeBose and air live Sunday, June 16th from New York City on CBS and Paramount Plus. In today's first looks is a peek at Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis, a Roman epic fable set in an imagined modern America, starring Adam Driver and Natalie Emmanuel. The film, written, directed, and produced by Coppola, is set to premiere at Cannes Film Festival in May.
We need a plan!
Plus, Netflix released a look at the animated follow-up series Jurassic World Chaos Theory. The trailer shows the group reunited and on the run, unraveling a conspiracy threatening both dinosaurs and humans. The 10-episode adventure premieres May 24th.
Ariana DeBose, who grew up in Raleigh and Wake Forest. That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting.
The founder of Sylvan Heights Bird Park in Scotland Neck is getting a high honor from the United Kingdom. Mike Lovick was honored with the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. It's given by King Charles III. Lovick is originally from the United Kingdom. He moved to the U.S. in 1981 and founded the bird park in 2006. His family joined him in celebrating this prestigious honor.
It's a major, major honor. There's not many people in America that actually get to receive it. Most of the people that receive this honor is in the U.K.
Lovick has used Sylvan Heights Bird Park to help save birds from extinction and to encourage wildlife education.
We took our daughter to the bird park several years ago, and it is a gem of a place. We really, really enjoyed it. Well, starting next week, people who live in Raleigh and businesses can get free mulch. The city is doing this during International Compost Awareness Week. You can start picking up the mulch next Monday at the Raleigh Yard Waste Center. You're limited to 45 cubic yards per visit, which is a lot. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. No appointment necessary.
Anne Hathaway is talking about her sobriety. The actress recently revealed she's 5 years sober. She says she stopped drinking after a bad hangover in 2018, adding that she wanted to be present for her young son. In an interview with the New York Times, Hathaway admitted it feels like a milestone. She also hinted at a possible third installment of The Princess Diaries. Previously, Hathaway said those movies were in her past. Her newest movie, The Idea of You, hits Prime Video May 2nd. That's tomorrow. Durham police are investigating two deadly shootings that happened just miles apart. Our team coverage continues with what we know as the two investigations unfold. Plus,
it's just been very tough. And knowing that you have families that are hurting right now.
Charlotte Mecklenburg police chief emotional there as he talked about the four fallen officers, what we're learning about their families killed the officers killed in the line of duty in Charlotte.
And cleanup efforts are underway after a tornado ripped through a Kansas City, leaving one dead and destroying nearly two dozen homes.